Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Keyword to cash real quick is airplane, A-I-R-P-L-A-N-E, airplane. Text that word into 72881 for a chance at $1,000 in this national contest. Message and data rates may apply. We go now to Miami, name of a city we're hearing a lot lately, and bring in Brendan Tobin, who does mornings on our sister station, 790 AM, The Ticket, to learn all about what we need to know in Miami for those that are going to the Super Bowl and what they are doing to prepare for the game.
Brendan, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Good to talk to you. So tell us a little bit about it. How far in advance does the city of Miami start gearing up for this game?
Man, it feels like, we've been getting the emails about what they've been planning to do now for probably a good month and a half of all the stuff they've been prepping for. I mean, mind you, that stadium, Hard Rock Stadium, the way it is now, like all the preparation that Steve Ross and all the money that he threw into that, that all kind of led for this. This is supposed to be the grand kind of coronation of Hard Rock Stadium, which, is the skeleton of that stadium has been there for a while, but he put a canopy on it, completely revamped. It's basically like a new building. Which is going to look unbelievable for anybody who goes to the game there. And, obviously he was hoping that it wouldn't be the season he's tanking for Tua, but he's been planning to put on a good show for the city of Miami for a long time and for the NFL.
Real quick, for those, I said earlier, Miami is one of the only major cities in the U.S. I've not had reason to check out. For those that might be in that same boat and are going to Miami for the first time for the Super Bowl, give us a bit of a primer on what people need to know.
Okay, I would say the biggest thing a lot of people who come to Miami need to know is Miami has a lot of different pockets that you're going to go to. For example, the game itself is in a place called Miami Gardens, which is like a neighborhood that's just south of Broward County. It's almost like you're just getting out of all Fort Lauderdale and those southern neighborhoods. If you're planning on going to like South Beach and Wynwood and all these touristy spots, plan on doing a little bit of driving. Our public transportation isn't very good down here, so get your Ubers ready or pick a designated driver because you're going to be doing some traveling if you plan on staying down in the Miami Beach area. The game's going to be a little bit further away. But, man, there's a lot of unbelievable places to go to. The Arts District is really booming. I mean, they completely revamped the neighborhood, so if you're into that kind of stuff, there's great stuff there. If you want a taste of the culture down here, and I know in Kansas City you guys do barbecue well. You come down here, you go to touristy spots to eat like La Carreta or Versailles on Calle Ocho. You're going to get the best Cuban food you've ever had in your life, rice, beans, chicken, plantains, all that stuff, explosion of flavor. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. And if you like gambling, if you want to go a little bit north of the stadium, they just opened up the giant Hard Rock Guitar Hotel, and they got everything that you could want there as far as that's concerned.
Oh, man, you're making me hungry for some arroz con pollo and yuca. I want to be there now, man, eating. So, Brendan Tobin again with us from AM 790, The Ticket. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's there outside the stadium because, I mean, the NFL experience, the fan experience, and all of the things that they have built up for people to go take part in the Saturday before the game and early Sunday morning. I mean, it's just incredible, and it grows every year. What kind of things are out there that are game-related for people to go check out?
Yeah, there's like they have the whole deal that goes on with like the obstacle courses for the kids. I know we had some players and recently Fred Taylor visited our studio. He was an ambassador for it, and he was just talking it up. What an experience we were going to have with former players, pictures with the trophy, the rings, all that kind of stuff. Really, everybody's who's a football junkie, they're going to have the opportunity to be out there, and it's a huge lot and event center that goes out by Hard Rock Stadium. So there'll be things there for people to do to enjoy. Really, really get the taste of everything if you're a football nut.
Does it make a difference at all when you find out who the teams are that are coming to town and who the people are that are coming to town?
Yeah, I mean, we all celebrate when we find out it's not the Patriots. So I think we can all just...
Attaboy.
We're all happy about that. When we find out that it's not going to be the Patriots or Jets fans, I mean, not that would ever happen. But, it's one of those things where as long as it's not your rival, I think everybody is happy about that. But no, for the most part, I mean, this is a city that's used to hosting big games, even though it's been a while since we've gotten a Super Bowl. This is a town that does big events really, really well. When it was the NBA Finals with the Big Three here. It was huge. We've done a lot of big college football games. This place has hosted college football playoffs, BCS championships, all that type of stuff. And, you know, you'll see, you know, the people from Alabama or Notre Dame, all those fans, they're rolling around South Beach finding tons of stuff to do because this is a place that kind of has a little bit of everything for everybody, whatever you're into. Obviously, you know, I'm sure it's freezing there. You guys are going to love the weather down here. It's going to be fantastic beaches from basically as soon as if you landed in West Palm Beach, from West Palm Beach all the way down to South Beach, you got plenty of places to go get sand.
Yeah, well, and you're right. I mean, it was snowing a little bit earlier this morning. But at the same time, I mean, when you have this inundation of people, and it's not just the ones going to the game, as you well know, it's people who go down there just to be a part of what's going on, even if they don't have tickets to get in on Super Bowl Sunday. So I would assume that by now, if you don't have a hotel room, you're shafted.
I would think so. I would think that's probably bad news. Or if not, you are going to pay out the nose for it. And, you know how people can trick you on those hotel websites about how pretty their stuff looks. So yeah, I'd be careful about that. But yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, for people who come down here, you're really going to get a chance to experience, I'm sure, the best of what the city has to offer. I know that the president of the Dolphins, Tom Garfinkel, down here. I mean, he really has. They've done things very, very top notch. After some, you know, bumps and bruises with how that franchise was, with how they're presenting things, and now it's just the opposite. Like they do everything absolutely top notch, and so I would expect nothing less for what they've gone into to get this place right for the Super Bowl because they want to be back in the rotation. You know, Miami wants to be one of these places where, you know, they're coming back like every 3-4 years, like it used to be, not a decade break between trips.
Do you hear how far away from the stadium people end up having to stay? You know, how far away are the Airbnbs and how much are those going for from the stadium?
Yeah, I would say most people are going to probably, you're probably going to end up being about 20, at least 20 minutes from wherever the stadium is. Because if you're staying by the stadium, to be honest with you, it's probably not the nicest area in the world. So I would say that you're going to be putting in a little bit of driving. And, you know, that is one thing I would say for people who are searching out these types of things. If you are searching it on, like, your travel websites and you just put Miami, that's a very vast area, and you could end up somewhere in, like, Doral, which is, like, a suburb that's 40 minutes south of the stadium. So you need to be, I'd really, like, put your zip codes in there from Hard Rock Stadium and whatever your max is that you plan on staying. Stick to that, because if you just go generic city on that stuff, you could end up being really, really far away because, there's a lot of pockets and a lot of people do tourism down here, so you want to make sure that it's not too big of a haul if you're not going to be near the game.
Well, yeah, and Brandon, I'm glad you said that, because the last time that I was there, when it was still Joe Robbie Stadium back in the 90s to see a Bills game, was, I mean, that area right around the stadium, even just a couple of blocks away in Miami Gardens, wasn't that nice. And I was going to ask you if it had been revamped at all along with the stadium, but it doesn't sound like it has.
It has gotten a lot better, especially with the events that they've hosted. They've become a lot better at getting people in and out, like the way of you know, on day of event, it's running fantastic. I'm just telling you, like, if you're looking for the beach and you're planning on staying 2 minutes, you want to stay at Stadium Hotel or El Palacio, that's right next to it, I would say you probably should search out some better options because there's nothing around there. Like, it's one of those areas, too, where it's like, you know, if you're going to stay right next to the stadium, that's great for game day, but I would say for the majority of travel, you're not going to be near the game. So I would go somewhere that's probably closer to the beach or closer to Hard Rock, because there's fun stuff to do there. Like that Hard Rock that just opened, there's nightclubs, there's restaurants, there's all that type of stuff. If you're going to just stay by Hard Rock Stadium, you're going to be staying literally in the middle of nothing. I mean, there's a Walmart there, there's a Pollo Tropical, but that's about it. So I would if I were traveling down, I would branch out, you know, a little bit. I would suck up like the 20 to 25 minute drive that the game day is going to be, because you're probably going to be there all day tailgating anyway, getting enough early to go. And I would say you're better off doing that because you're just going to have a better experience down here in Miami than just being here by the NFL experience right there in Hard Rock Stadium. The building itself is going to be fantastic on game day. I imagine it's going to be unbelievable, but I'm just telling you, on the outskirts of that state, there's just not much there.
Brennan, do you know what you're doing party wise? Do you know what your plans are?
I mean, I'm trying to scope it out right now. I'm excited because I know that they're up. They're putting a huge like boxing event down at the Meridian, which is down by Star Island. I'm excited to go to. There's a ton of parties that are going to be down here. Gronk's party, Shaq's party. I'm going to try and just sneak into all of them because they all just sound absolutely fantastic. But we do parties right. Like, if you like partying, I mean, that is where we have our master's degree down here in South Florida. So everybody who's coming down here from Kansas City, I mean, just get ready, because if you want to know, I mean, you're probably going to rub elbows with a lot of celebrities. I remember when I was working concessions the last Miami Super Bowl that was down here, I was still in college, and my fraternity and I were doing concession stands. I had Paris Hilton come up to my concession stand, because that's just who's there. Everybody wants to be in Miami. Everybody wants to be here for this big game. The Baldwin's just coming up. Get this up a year, whatever it is going to be. It's all going to be a fantastic showing. They'll do things right, and I'm sure everybody's going to have an absolute blast. It beats doing Minnesota, I can tell you that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I was there. I was there for that one. The ticketmiami.radio.com is where you can follow Brendan and everybody and all the events leading up to the big game, leading up to the Super Bowl. And so what are you thinking? I mean, Kansas City looking awfully good offensively. San Francisco's got that just intense defense led by Richard Sherman and others. So what are you thinking about this game?
I mean, I hope I'm actually rooting for you guys, mostly because you're the most fun watch right now in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
My co-host is Leroy Horn. He's a running back, so he loves himself some running game. So I don't need some like anonymous running back going and running for 200 yards against the Chiefs. I don't need to hear it, because, you know, we've been having this entire talk all year. It's like quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. And I'm like, well, look, Mahomes, even though he wasn't a top five pick, at least he is kind of the uphold standard of like the honor of the quarterback, because everybody else is like four passes, five passes. Even Aaron Rodgers is like a shell of himself. So, God, I am so rooting for Kansas City to get this win, to get this, because, man, I really don't want that style of football to hold the trophy at the end of this year. Plus, you guys took out Tannehill, because Lord knows that Indy has to have that debate for the rest of the offseason either, so I'm appreciative of that. I'd feel great for Andy Reid if he got that win. All of that would be fantastic.
Well, Brendan Tobin, thanks a bunch for joining us again from Miami, from our sister station, 790 AM, The Ticket. Hopefully we'll talk to you again soon, maybe sometime next week.
Absolutely. You got my number, and hit me up.
You got it, man. Enjoy the game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.